In today's news headlines, Republican senators are forcing a procedural vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh on Friday, saying that they were satisfied with the results of a cursory FBI probe into allegations of sexual assault against him. The full vote is expected to take place on Saturday. Senator Steve Daines of Montana said he expects to miss the vote because of his daughter's wedding, but if the GOP has the votes needed, it will move on it anyway. Perhaps hoping to defuse the criticism over his lack of appropriate temperament, Kavanaugh penned his own op-ed in the Wall Street Journal late on Thursday, saying that he might have been, quote, too emotional in his testimony last week. The Journal has strongly defended Kavanaugh, publishing mostly positive coverage of his candidacy for weeks. In his late-breaking op-ed, Kavanaugh wrote, "I was very emotional last Thursday, more so than I have ever been. I might have been too emotional at times. I know that my tone was sharp and I said a few things I should not have said." He repeatedly assured readers that he would be an independent and impartial Supreme Court justice and a, quote, team player. But many Americans think otherwise. More than 2,000 lawyers have signed on to a letter saying that Kavanaugh is not fit for the court. One signatory said Kavanaugh's behavior, quote, was not what we should expect of a Supreme Court justice, telling obvious lies about his background, yelling at senators, refusing to answer questions, and blaming his troubles on others is not appropriate behavior. Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens also does not think Kavanaugh is qualified. He had initially thought of Kavanaugh as suited to the court, but then said recently, quote, his performance in the hearings changed my mind. The New York Times editorial board published a lengthy and profound op-ed on Friday, urging the Senate to vote against Kavanaugh for similar reasons. Hundreds of people took over the Hart Senate building on Thursday after Republican senators claimed that Kavanaugh was absolved of the allegations made against him. Those were the sounds of hundreds of mostly women taking over the Hart Senate building on Thursday in Washington, D.C. in protest of Kavanaugh. A number of women remained seated in the atrium and refused to move and were eventually arrested by the Capitol Police. Among those arrested were actors Amy Schumer and Emily Ratajkowski. Here is Schumer addressing the crowd.
Emily and I just wanted to thank you all so much for showing up today. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep showing up. And no matter how this goes, they cannot keep us down. We will win. A vote for Kavanaugh is a vote saying women don't matter.
That's a lie. That's not true.
Let's stay together.
Don't believe the lie.
Let's fight. Let's keep showing up.
That's actor Amy Schumer, one of many hundreds and possibly thousands of women who have been continuously gathering at the Senate Hart Building over the course of the Kavanaugh confirmation scandal. On Thursday night, marches took place all over the country, including in Los Angeles, where this program is produced. In Maine, protesters gathered in front of Republican Senator Susan Collins's office, urging her, as they've done for days, to vote down Kavanaugh's confirmation. But on Thursday, Collins said that although she hadn't finished reading the report from the narrow and secretive FBI probe, that in her opinion, quote, it appears to be a very thorough investigation. This despite widespread criticism that the probe was anything but thorough. Hundreds of current and former law clerks for state and federal judges also sent Collins a letter saying that she shouldn't confirm Kavanaugh. They explained in the letter that Kavanaugh explicitly and repeatedly revealed blatant partisanship. He behaved with inappropriate and open hostility to the committee. His volatile behavior calls into serious question his ability to approach cases before him with fairness and neutrality. End of quote. It isn't yet clear if Collins will vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Another GOP senator who's made it very clear that he would support Kavanaugh no matter what, Orrin Hatch, was confronted by protesters as he attempted to board an elevator. He told them to grow up.
Why aren't you brave enough to talk to us and exchange with us? Don't you wave your hand at me. I wave my hand at you.
When you grow up,
when I grow up, we grow up.
Those are protesters confronting Senator Orrin Hatch over his support of Kavanaugh at the Senate Hart Building on Thursday. Doug Jones, the junior senator from Alabama, said on Thursday afternoon that pro-Kavanaugh supporters had been threatening some female staffers in his office. The Democratic senator said, "The, quote, hate and ugliness I have witnessed is unprecedented." He added, "I've even had callers telling the young women who've answered my phones that they hope they are sexually assaulted." Later on today's show, we'll share a new video by Brave New Films chronicling the lies that Kavanaugh appears to have told in last week's Senate committee hearing. In other news, thousands of hotel workers at the Marriott hotel chain walked off their jobs on Thursday in San Francisco in a show of force over their labor rights. The workers are on strike for higher wages, safety in the workplace, and job security, among other things. The striking workers are members of Unite HERE and numbered at about 2,500 from seven different hotels. They picketed in downtown San Francisco, demanding that Marriott negotiate their contract in good faith. Here is one of the workers speaking to a local CBS affiliate, followed by a union organizer.
I have my family, they depend. You know, they depend. I know good. I know good because de los benefits para my family y para for me.
We're asking for significant raises that bring workers up above the poverty line. We want people to be able to work full time at Marriott and still be able to provide for their families. So we're looking at dollars on the hour raises.
That's a Unite HERE spokesperson, and before that, a Marriott hotel worker speaking to press at a picket line in downtown San Francisco, where 2,500 workers are on strike during the busy convention season. In the wake of the bombshell New York Times investigation into Trump's tax dodging, news reports are speculating that the president could face civil charges resulting in millions of dollars in fines. The city of New York and the New York State Tax Department have both reportedly been studying the report and are considering next steps. According to Time magazine, civil fraud charges for intentionally underpaying taxes, as the Times alleged the Trump family did, could include a penalty of up to 75% of the unpaid federal taxes and double the unpaid state amount. Later on today's show, we'll speak with Frank Clemente of Americans for Tax Fairness to analyze the New York Times piece, as well as how Trump and his party now want to pass a second round of tax cuts. Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday gave a speech in Washington, D.C., where he took aim at China, echoing some of the language that President Trump used last week during his U.N. speech. Much of what he said sounded similar to the accusations made by Democrats against Russian interference to help Trump win the election.
China has initiated an unprecedented effort to influence American public opinion, the 2018 elections, and the environment leading into the 2020 presidential elections. To put it bluntly, President Trump's leadership is working, and China wants a different American president. There can be no doubt. China is meddling in America's democracy. As President Trump said just last week, we have, in his words, found that China has been attempting to interfere in our upcoming midterm elections.
That's Vice President Mike Pence warning about China's interference in U.S. elections. Just 2 days earlier, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said at a conference, quote, "We currently have no indication that a foreign adversary intends to disrupt our election infrastructure." And that does it for our headlines today.